Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That's what everyone's been waiting for. And let's bring in our thanks to Smokies Radio, and let's bring in the voice of the Smokies. He is a good friend of the program, Mick Gillespie. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Hey, what do you say, guys?
Well, I guess the real question is, did Chris buy steak and lobster for everyone? What did? How did he treat his teammates?
I haven't heard yet, but I'm sure he did something great for the guys. I mean, you know, the funny thing is he's really not that much older than the Smokies. You know, I mean, like he's so phenomenal that he got there at a young age, but, you know, like 26 isn't that old for Double A, so he fits right in.
And you called it right there before he put the bat on the ball. He's one of the great power men, and he was in 68 games down there with the Smokies. He had 22 home runs, so one every three games, give or take. And the power has not been there, Mick, since throughout the season, really. Last year, the complaint was that his first 12, 13 home runs were all solo shots. No one was on base for him. But how much do you think the injury has bothered him? And do you think moving forward, after talking to him yesterday, a nice interview with him, do you get the sense that he's going to have to live with this shoulder injury for at least the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, when I saw him play here, what was different from him in the major leagues compared to him as a Smokey was that he had power to right field that was crazy. I mean, I saw him hit a couple 450-foot home runs to right, and he hasn't done that yet in the major leagues. I think that it'll eventually come. You know, I think that it'll get easier for him as he gets older, barring injury, right? And I think he's going to be okay, though. These guys, they're taught to play through injuries in baseball, you know. So a lot of times you go through a season. Last year maybe it was a finger, this year a shoulder, and you try to forge through it. It got to the point for him that he said that he needed a little bit of time off. But I watched him take BP. I watched the game, the swings there. You know, he's just got such easy power, you know. But when you play Major League Baseball, you got to play through the injuries. So, you know, he's not going to probably tell us exactly how it feels if it does hurt some. But what I saw yesterday and just his – just his overall attitude and nature seemed like he was feeling pretty good. And then, you know, in the game, he, in front of a Monday crowd of 7,500 people, I mean, you know, all there to see him. I don't think they even cared about the game. I mean, they just came here to watch him hit a home run, and he did.
So how does it happen? You find out he's coming, and word gets out, and everyone just goes wild? I mean, tell me, yeah. How many calls did you get looking for tickets?
Yeah, you get a lot of them, and it's weird because we'll hear it, you know, like, hey, this is a possibility. You start to hear little tricklings of it, you know, and then I'll pay attention to Kerry Muscat or Bruce Levine, see what they're tweeting. Honestly, when I read one of Bruce Levine's tweets about, hey, they're having Smokies Koozie Night on Sunday. Wouldn't it be funny if Chris Bryant rehabbed there? And I don't know if he knew something or didn't, but that just kind of got the wheels going. And then I always check the other affiliates to see where they're at, because the Cubs would prefer to have these guys play the rehab games at home, you know, because they know the facilities, and, you know, we have a great clubhouse set up. They just rebuilt the whole thing, like $900,000. Chris was talking about that yesterday. And not all the minor league teams have, you know, a really nice training room and, you know, a big, you know, three-level batting cage and all that stuff. And we do, and, you know, I know South Bend does. I think that's a part of it. You see where they're at, and you start to do the math, and you go, okay, well, we got a chance. You know, when Yu Darvish was going to do his rehab, I started to try to figure that one out. And then sometimes people will tell you stuff, you know, but I still work for the team, so I got to keep my mouth shut a lot of times, you know. I was like, hey, like today, I'm pretty sure that Chris Bryant's going to DH and probably bat second again. I'm not 100% sure, you know, but I'm pretty sure. So you just kind of throw that out there, and you know, and they a lot of times they'll just kind of give you a wink and say, "Hey, here's what's going on." But you don't get Chris Bryant showing up in a double A city a whole lot, you know. And he's, I'd say Chris Bryant's like the best player in franchise history for the Smokies, and there's been some great ones. You know, Roy Halladay played there, you know, and Carlos Delgado and Fred McGriff and all. But, I mean, just his body of work for the time that he was in the league and then what he's meant to the Cubs and his legacy. I told the team they should retire his number while he's here. I mean, I think he's that important, and I'm positive that he's going to work through this shoulder problem and be right back to where he was. You know, as an all-star and an MVP candidate when he gets back.
And you mentioned, Mick, that he should play tonight, at least as a DH. He had 7 innings in the field last night, and Joe said it was kind of open-ended and up to Chris as to how long he'd stay down there. And Brian Dunsing's down there as well, right? I don't know if he got in the game last night. But it in the field, did anything look like it bothered him? Did the shoulder look like it hindered him in any way, shape, or form?
No, and I talked to Chris about him returning to the team, and he made it clear to me that he plans on joining the team after today's game's at noon. So when this one's over, I know he wants to go to San Francisco. And I haven't talked to him since they played yesterday. I talked to him before the game, but no, I didn't notice anything. I mean, he's got such a strong arm. You know, maybe a little rusty. He had a throwing error in the game, but. He looked great, you know. I mean, like he really looked like he was ready to get back out there and play. And I don't know. I've seen a lot of players in my life. The way that he plays the game, the joy that he brings to it every day, it's like he just plays with a smile. I don't care where the guy plays, what level, you can just tell that he really enjoys what he does, you know, and I could feel that last night. You know, I didn't notice anything, and I was paying attention, you know, like, hey, after his first throw to first, second throw to first, you know, is he grimacing? Is he holding the shoulder? No. You know, his at-bats were really good. And, you know, and he's just refined his skills so much since he was here before, you know, in 2014. And that's what happens. I mean, when you become one of baseball's great players, he was great before, but it's just so much smoother now when you sit there and watch him play. So I'm guessing he has another great day today, and then, you know, he tries to zip out and meet the team in San Francisco.
What is the atmosphere like? I mean, does he get tired of all the adulation when he has to kind of deal with something that he's not used to?
You know, I don't want to throw every player in this boat, but sometimes you wonder with some guys if they appreciate what's going on. You know, that they get to go out and play baseball and that people pay for that. You know, all of us that are working like regular jobs, you know, I say not us. I mean, guys, we get to talk sports, which is pretty cool too. But, you know, there's an appreciation that he has for the mom and dad that are bringing their kid to the game. One of our front office people came up to me and said, you know what the coolest part about having Chris Bryant at our stadium was yesterday is that some young fans came to the game and Chris walked outside to meet them, you know, some like 8-year-olds or something. And they're looking at him like, wow, you know, this guy's 10-foot tall. And it reminds me of this story that Billy Williams has told me on a few occasions about when he was a kid growing up in Mobile. And the Dodgers, the Oakland Dodgers, used to play down there once a year. And he said they were playing the Cleveland Indians when he was a kid. And he was one of the kids that was standing there by the bus. And he said when Jackie Robinson walked off the bus, he looked 10-foot tall. You know, so you wonder how many kids are going to be inspired by Chris Bryant. He just takes a little bit of time to walk over and sign an autograph or shake a hand. And, you know, he told me yesterday the thing that bothers him the most is that he can't get to everyone. And I see that with him, you know, and I feel like sometimes you run into guys and they just don't have an appreciation for how lucky we are to get to do this. But, you know, I credit Chris's upbringing and his dad, Mike, and just, you know, his personality is perfect for the game. And, you know, it is cool when you got 7,000 people that show up out of nowhere on a Monday night in a town like this. And he really loves that.
Well, let's go, Mick, but you have to help us out. The Montgomery Biscuits. What were the losing names? We were trying to, that they ended up with the Biscuits. Is it Montgomery known for its biscuits? Would you?
Well, yeah.
You guys, this is ironic that you're asking me this. I played baseball with a guy named Tripp. Tripp was, he lived in Montgomery. We used to play on the same summer league team. Tripp entered the Name the Team contest. I mean, back when the Biscuits moved from Orlando to Montgomery. And his softball team, he told me, was the Biscuit Eaters. And so they picked that name, and then they just trimmed it down to Biscuits. So I played baseball with the guy who named the team. Just by chance, that's where it came from. It was kind of like one of those gimmick names. Now a lot of minor league teams have done that. We have a Jumbo Shrimp in the league. We have a Shuckers in the league. You know, you look around, and they're always trying to come up with something crazy, Fire Frogs, Rumble Ponies, and different, you know, minor leagues. But, yeah.
So they're the Biscuit Eaters. They are actually the Biscuit Eaters.
That would have been
better.
That's
what the name was of his softball team. So he had put that in there. You know, a bunch of guys just being goofy, you know, and no one thought that they would actually, that his name, the that he sent in would be the one. But hey, let me tell you guys, I listen to your show a lot. Love you guys, and I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Always a pleasure.
Mick. Always a joy. Appreciate you.
Still wearing the Almora t-shirt you gave us a few years ago. So
yeah, we'll send some more stuff up there for you.
You're the man. Thanks, Mick. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I barely fit Mick in that t-shirt anymore, Molly, but that's another story for another day. And it's not the t-shirt shrinking. It's something else going on.
That's called life.
This logo with the big goofy eyeballs and the hands of the biscuit, with the butter sticking out.
Hey, easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.